arrested Sunday in Lambertville, authorities said. John Martell, Jr., 23, was charged with theft by deception and receiving stolen property, the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office said in a news release.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump always puts himself first.
The campaign of Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine has been an avalanche of insults.
In the only vice presidential debate of 2016, the VP nominees, Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence, spent a lot of time attacking each other's running mates. Tim Kaine saying of Trump,
he built a business career, in the words of one of his own campaign staffers, off the backs of the little guy.
Mike Pence saying of Clinton,
there's a reason why people question the trustworthiness of Hillary Clinton, and that's because they're paying attention.
Polls indicate Republican Mike Pence the big winner at last night's debate. Millions of coastal residents across the southeastern U.S. now being told to get ready for Hurricane Matthew, which could impact the U.S. as early as tomorrow. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley urging coastal residents to gas up vehicles and head 100 miles inland. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
5 days after a New Jersey transit train slams into Hoboken's terminal, searchers say they've recovered a second data recorder and a video camera from the front of the wreckage. And that's not all.
Engineer Thomas Gallagher's phone was located inside his backpack. Among wreckage, the NTSB's Jim Southworth says his team couldn't reach for days.
We looked to see if those are in place or being used at the time of the accident.
That phone, along with the data and voice recorders from the lead train car, are now in Washington being examined. At Hoboken Terminal, work continues around the clock on the crash site.
There is still quite a bit of material that needs to be removed.
Ethan Harb, New Jersey.
Superheroes, the theme at a funeral service today for a South Carolina 6-year-old killed in a school shooting last week. Jacob Hall will be in his casket dressed as Batman. He died last weekend after he and two others had been shot at school a few days earlier, allegedly by a 14-year-old boy who also allegedly killed his father. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You can now read a collection of liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's writings and speeches, as we hear from correspondent Karen Adams.
Bader Ginsburg, also known as the notorious RBG, is out with a new book, My Own Words. The book has some of the 83-year-old's earliest works, going back to when she was in the eighth grade. It's her first book since becoming a Supreme Court justice in 1993. Karen Adams, Washington.
The recent robbery of reality star Kim Kardashian in Paris has a lot of people wondering now about the safety of posting on social media, as we hear from Lisa G.
A person can easily find out your location if you're tagging it on Instagram or if you're posting images with recognizable landmarks. George Waller, the executive vice president of Strikeforce, a cybersecurity company, says cyber criminals are typically financially motivated. He says if you're posting photos of expensive jewelry or expensive gadgets in your home, you could make yourself a target. It's also a good idea to check your privacy settings on your smartphone.
And you can get ready for the return of the Gong Show. If you're kind of young, you might not even and know what it is. It was a 70s and 80s program that featured amateurs with unique and, in more than a few cases, no talent. And it's up for a reboot on ABC like the original. This new Gong Show will have a rotating panel of celebrity judges who can end any performance by banging a big gong. The network has ordered 10 episodes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. It is Wednesday and we are now in October, so let's take a look at this morning's weather. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling us that currently there's fair skies. Today it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 71 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 47. On Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 76. On Thursday night, it's mostly clear with a low of 45. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high again of 76, so some nice days. Friday night, there's a chance of showers with a low of 52 degrees. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers. What is it with the weekends the past couple of weeks? With a high of 69 on Saturday night. 30% chance of showers with a low of 50, and on Sunday, actually, great, on Sunday we're going to have a mostly sunny day with a high of 64 degrees. Well, good morning. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here every Wednesday from 10 to 11, live in studio. Sometimes we have live guests, or we have a topic. And today's topic is something that I'm a little bit excited about, because if you live long enough, things sort of repeat themselves. And I'm calling today's program The Gold Rush, and that is the return of the gold finish in furniture, in accessories, and picture frames, and so on. I publish a blog each week called The Color Guru. I'm going to spell this for you. The Color Guru at blogspot.com. That's a lot of letters. The T-H-E color, C-O-L-O-R, guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot, blogspot.com. It is free, and it's a weekly sort of blip, if you will, on decorating and the latest trends, and it does have pictures. Kind of a fun thing to look at. So if you go to my blog, you'll see that each week I have something that's topical, something that's new in the industry, something that I'm working on, something that's trending. And this week, and I look for inspiration all the time. I'm always out. I have always eyes open. I'm always looking for trends, things that I see two or three times. I'm like, this is something. And what I had noticed when I did my scouting for this week's program and for the blog, I was seeing in all the stores lots of gold finishes. I went to stores like Crate and Barrel, very common and modern and great stuff, and lots of gold finishes. I went to Pottery Barn, same thing, lots of gold finishes on different pieces and so on. I'll get into the details and how you can incorporate it into your decorating later. I went to Restoration Hardware. Now, Restoration Hardware has changed a lot. Their pieces have become... years ago, Restoration Hardware was more like Pottery Barn, I think. They were more sort of middle-of-the-road, nice, upscale, but they weren't so over-the-top. Now, Restoration Hardware has gone over-the-top, but they really took the bull by the horns with the gold. In fact, in their Short Hills store, in the front window, they have a huge dining table, big round dining table, and a huge gold chandelier and gold fixtures, and they're really embracing the trend of gold. Now, what I started to see towards the end of last year and the beginning of this year is a lot of mixed metals. We've been on nickel finishes, satin nickel and polished nickel finishes for a long time. It's been nickel for a long time. For a little bit, it was oil rub bronze, but that sort of has petered out a little bit, and now it's nickel. So it's been nickel for a long time. And what I started to see last year a little bit and in the beginning of this year was mixed metals. I would see a frame on a picture and it would both have silver and gold on it. Or I would see something done, a table, and it would have a mixed finish with silver and a little bit of gold on it. And I noticed that, and it's becoming more and more prominent. But if you go shopping right now for decorating, if you go into any of the stores, the furniture stores and so on, in general, you're going to see a lot of metals. Metals are very popular right now. I guess because we're in a contemporary mode, we're seeing a lot of harder surfaces and a lot of metals, a lot of metal accessories, a lot of metal table legs, a lot of metal in general. But more and more I'm starting to see what I call the new gold. And the gold is not like the 1990s sort of shiny yellow brass. It's a much richer gold, like an old gold. It's a much richer, darker gold, and it's a matte finish. It's a very rich look. In fact, I like it a lot. And the thing about the color gold, a really rich, dark gold, it pairs well with beautiful colors. And if you put silver and gold together or gray and gold together, because the grays are still so popular and the grays and the earth tones, the gold really does something. It pops. It's that sparkle you need without having a saturated color. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Thank you. And we are back with Modern Design live in studio. My name is Rich Scuderi. I've been doing the show here, Modern Design, every Wednesday for almost 2 years now. That's a lot of shows. I was listening to my podcast over the weekend. And we've had a lot of wonderful guests on. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings talking about what to expect now for the trends in wall covering and wall coverings back and different ways to use it and what's in and what's trending and some new things. We're going to have Joe Amino from Johnson Hardwoods and talking about not only what's changed in hardwood floors and with some of the new finishes that we're in and not necessarily so dark anymore, but also putting wood on the walls, the finished look of wood on the walls as a decorative feature, perhaps as a headboard wall or a fireplace wall, something else coming up. I'm going to have Rutgers Landscape back again with us talking about your fall landscape and getting your gardens prepared for the winter months and what to do. So we have a lot of good guests coming up on our fall programs. And then as we go into the holidays, starting with Thanksgiving, we'll be having some people in studio with me. We're going to be talking about wonderful ideas for centerpieces for your Thanksgiving table and things you can do to make it different. And during the Christmas holidays, we're going to have several shows dedicated to holiday decorating and unusual and different ideas. So a lot in store on Modern Design in the next couple of months. A couple things with me personally. I am going to be opening a second store. I do have my store at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington at the Flemington Circle, which is in a little bit of distress right now, not the store, the circle. And please come in. We have some wonderful things in our store. Great prices. I'm told great prices. I'm actually adding a feature to my new webpage where we're going to have a shop, Maven Hill. And if you go to www.mavenhilldesigns.com, you'll look at some of my stuff. I've added a printable coupon on page 2 of the site, where if you'd like me to come out to your house and just do a one-off, I talk about this on the show before, just some general decorating ideas for each room. It's normally a $350 value for $199. You'll print the coupon. I'll come out. I'll go through every room of your house. I'll spend unlimited time with you. And I'll give you just an overall design plan of ideas and suggestions that you can do yourself or we can help you with. Kind of a nice thing to give as a gift. People give them as gifts often, or if you move into a new house, what a nice gift to give. So if you go to the website, www.mavenhilldesigns.com, and go to page 2, you'll see the printable coupon is now on the site, and you can print it and have a decorator for a day. Come out and spend time with you as much as you like, take pictures of every room, and give you general design ideas. So kind of an inexpensive way to do that. The other thing we're doing on the website is we're going to have a Shop Maven Hill page. I am going to be opening a new second store in Maplewood, New Jersey, and I've been contracting to do that, so a lot going on at Maven Hill, and we'll have 2 locations. So I have purchased a lot of inventory, a lot of wonderful and unique decorating ideas, gifts, and so on. And they're going to be up shortly on my website, where if you're not one to go out, you can just go on the Maven Hill website and click on the upcoming page, which they're working on for me now, and you can shop for accessories right from the site. Some interesting things going on. Well, our today's show happens to be the gold rush, and it's about the finally, after all these years, I say if I wait long enough, my stuff will come back in style, the return of the gold finish. And as I say, I was shopping the other day. I'm always looking for inspiration. I take pictures of everything I see, and then at night I go home and I sort them and I make electronic folders. And the gold finish was everywhere I looked. There's a contemporary design store called Jonathan Adler. Very, very, very contemporary. Not for everybody. But I noticed in particular he had a lot of gold finishes. Before we went to the commercial messages, I saw the Restoration Hardware. Their center window was this huge statement of this big, very gold chandelier and lots of accessories. When I went into Pottery Barn, all the lanterns with candles, they were all gold finished. They're sort of a matte, dark gold. Very, very pretty finish. All the candlestick holders, napkin rings, things on the tables that were set, they were all gold. I went to Williams-Sonoma. In fact, we're going to dedicate one of the shows to Williams-Sonoma Home. Williams-Sonoma, the kitchen store that we're all familiar with for many years, has a home store. Well, they don't exactly have home stores. They sell beautiful furniture and accessories, a little bit upscale on the brand and kind of expensive, but beautiful, beautiful things. And what they're starting to do in the regular Williams-Sonoma stores in the back in certain stores is they are setting up furniture, beautiful coffee tables and couches and chairs and beautiful dishes and table settings and so on. And when I went in there in their Short Hills showroom, they had lots of gold finishes. A lot of they had beautiful table settings, and most of them had gold in the finishes, and a gold in a lot of the things both in their store and online if you go to Williams-Sonoma Home. So, you know, gold is really out there. And what I wanted to do today was to show you how maybe you could take some of this new trend and put it into your home very subtly or maybe over the top and create some of that new sort of gold, sort of posh kind of look. Well, the first thing that I noticed were a lot of is mirrors. I'm seeing a lot of round mirrors lately, people doing round mirrors. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is most people now, if they're going to buy a new bed, they're going for more of an upholstered bed, or at least an upholstered headboard, which is sort of unadorned and rectangular and happens to be fabric and often is just texture. So when you have a focal wall that you're looking at and you have a very rectangular surface that's low, you're going to look for some visual interest. So when you have a very straight headboard, to put square pictures or a big rectangular picture above it is not that interesting. But to use a round mirror, it gives it a whole new look. It focuses your eye on the far wall. So in combination with a great paint color on that far wall or the headboard wall and that neutral headboard, something like a round mirror really draws your eye to that. So one of the places that I saw a lot of gold was on mirrors. I'm seeing a lot of mirrors done in both mixed metals, silver and gold, and lots of this new gold, this sort of very rich matte finish gold, whether it be in a mirror frame or picture frames. I saw tons of picture frames. Another thing that I did see is, and I talked about this on the show before, is the gallery wall. And more I'm seeing people doing gallery walls in their home, whether they be in a their family room or a hallway. Sometimes a hallway is a great way if you have a long hallway to do a gallery wall. Take all those pictures you have in books that nobody sees or on your computer that nobody really sees, print them out. Maybe do something interesting like do them all in black and white or sepia tone or something to make them interesting and have the commonality of beautiful frames on the walls in different sizes so that they form sort of a pattern. You wouldn't want to just do, you know, just straight down the road. It wouldn't be interesting. But you could create a grid with the frames but have a commonality like doing them all in gold. And I did see a lot of gold frames, beautiful matte gold frames when I was out. Or maybe matte gold frames mixed in with some black or some silver and do a combination of those. And that's a nice way to bring that gold look into your space with picture frames. The next way that I see that you can add a lot of gold would be with your furniture. As I said earlier in the broadcast, we are on a trend that has been on for a number of years now. We're a little bit more transitional or contemporary or and cleaner lines. And there are a lot of metal finishes in furniture right now. In fact, I just purchased a coffee table from Bassett Furniture in Greenbrook for a woman that I'm working with in Hillsboro. And the coffee table has a glass top and the base is a matte gold metal. Very pretty. It brings some sparkle to a space, which is kind of nice when you use metallic finishes, specifically gold, because silver can actually come across or nickel as colorless. You know, it's sort of void of color. But even though gold is metallic and it's a metal, it has a color tone to it, a very rich color tone to it. And because the colors of the walls these days tend to be very neutral, grays, grayishes, and off-white tones, having some gold in a space is actually reading as color, and I think quite a good thing to use. So definitely coffee tables, end tables with metal, with the gold. I see a lot of those, a lot of Nestive tables. I see people having a lot of little tables or little occasional tables of different types. And I saw some beautiful ones the other day when I was shopping for one of my clients that were done in a matte gold. They were round, and they just had a beautiful sort of matte gold finish to them. Very interesting. But just the color itself of the matte gold was a statement. They didn't have to have much going on. And that's a nice look. I also saw some end tables that were sort of a geometric look. They were round, and they were glass, and they had sort of a geometric metal design in matte gold.
I think something about the gold being not shiny and being, you know, sort of a very rich, dark color really makes them look fresh and sort of reinvented, and a nice way for you to do it. So you can certainly do some gold with your mirrors. You can do some gold with your picture frames. You can do some gold with your occasional tables, another way to bring some color into your space. All right, we're just coming up to our news, and we'll be back after the news break with lots more of the Gold Rush here on Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most surveys done after last night's first and only vice-presidential debate of the 2016 election season, giving the Republican Mike Pence the victory over Democrat Tim Kaine. Pence, Donald Trump's running mate, promising if Trump is elected,
a repealing Obamacare, lock, stock, and barrel, and repealing all of the executive orders that Barack Obama has signed that are stifling economic growth.
Across the table, Democrat Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, will be most remembered for some pre-planned one-liners.
Do you want a "you're hired" president in Hillary Clinton, or do you want a "you're fired" president in Donald Trump?
The southeastern U.S. prepping for Hurricane Matthew.
We're looking at Friday night into Saturday, or Friday afternoon into Saturday, being pretty brutal.
That's South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Matthew, the most powerful hurricane in nearly a decade to threaten the southeast U.S. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
It's the best-selling vehicle in the United States, but federal regulators are investigating claims that brakes can fail on some models of the Ford F-150 pickup. About two dozen owners of 2015 and 2016 F-150s say their trucks experienced sudden and complete loss of brakes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying it received 10 reports of failures on 2015 models, 15 reports on 2016 models, the investigation covering more than 280,000 units.
People have a different way of handling their emotions and don't like it.
That's Baltimore Orioles manager Buck Showalter after the American League wildcard game in Toronto last night was briefly interrupted when a fan threw a drink can at an Orioles outfielder in the seventh inning.
You know, it's tough when you have that many people in the ballpark and one person does something that reflects poorly on all of them. It can happen.
The Blue Jays took that game, so they're the American League wildcard winners. This is USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
U.S. Geological Survey officials confirming there's no longer a major threat of an earthquake in Southern California.
Based on our models and our algorithms and experience over the last 130 years doing this, we are, saying it's now basically back to the same odds it would have been a month ago.
That spokesperson for the Geological Survey, Justin Pressfield, who says the odds of a big one happening right now 10,000 to 1. The Southern California Earthquake Center had said the risk of a major quake on the San Andreas Fault has been declining every day since last Friday following an initial concern about a large swarm of small quakes that had hit along the fault earlier last week. Google launching an aggressive challenge to consumer electronics companies known for their hardware, like Apple and Samsung. At a big event in San Francisco yesterday, Google showing off a handful of new hardware of its own. Here's Rachel Silverman.
They're meant to compete with Apple's iPhone, and they showcase a digital helper the company calls Google Assistant, rival to Apple's Siri, Amazon's Alexa, and Microsoft's Cortana. The company also unveiled Google Home, which also uses Google Assistant to search the internet, play music, turn on the lights, and other tasks. The new devices represent a big push by Google to make and sell its own hardware instead of just supplying software for other manufacturers. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back live in studio. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Again, we meet each Wednesday from 10 to 11 and have wonderful and interesting topics. I think we do anyway. And they're keeping me here, so I guess we do. Today's topic happens to be the gold rush. That is the return of the gold finish. So let me clarify that. If you if your house was built in 1991 and you have shiny brass fixtures, not so much in style. But it's the new gold that we're talking about. I was hoping, though. The new gold is sort of a matte finish gold, and it's a much richer, darker gold. And I'm seeing it as a new trend in decorating. It pairs very well with the new neutrals that are out there. It's a very rich, warm color, and it makes things look expensive. It looks nice by itself. It looks nice if it's paired with silvers or other metals, coppers. It looks great if you have some black with the matte gold. It's a very rich look. So what we were talking about before we went to our news break was ways that you can apply this sort of new gold finish to your decorating and to make it look very updated and very rich. And we came up with a list, and number one was incorporating by getting a new mirror. And I was suggesting getting a round mirror for your space. We talked about doing a round mirror if you have an upholstered headboard above the bed. It's sort of a nice thing because a round mirror, you know, unless it's a big one at the front door, it's more, I think, for the look of the mirror than it is for a practical surface. If you're getting a round mirror, I think it's more of that impact that it's a round mirror than actually, the mirror that I was going to look in every day to, you know, groom myself, then I would want a bigger space. But for above an upholstered headboard or a headboard in general, great idea, and what better than a matte gold frame on your mirror? Also, maybe in a dining room above a sideboard, that might be a nice place to do a matte gold mirror. That doesn't have to be round in that space. You'd probably want a bigger one anyway to open up the what's on the sideboard, or maybe in your entryway. At your entryway, I think it's always nice to have a very reflective mirror with a little table underneath it, and then a place to put your keys, because it's important to put your keys in a good spot. So mirrors are definitely number one. Number two was picture frames. And if you're going to maybe create a gallery wall or do some wonderful pictures on the wall, if you use matte gold frames, that's a great way to do it. And you can both combine gold with silver and other finishes, and that could be nice, or do them all in a wonderful gold and just changed out the mats, and that's something else you can do. The third one happens to be artwork on the walls. Do you ever go to wonderful places of a transitional or contemporary, and you see instead of having pictures on the wall everywhere, they have some sort of art sculpture, something that looks like texture, metal on the wall, and it's just sort of an art sculpture? That's kind of a fun thing to do. I was working in a space in a contemporary powder room, and they had some art on the wall, and then there was a big void of space above the toilet, very high ceilings, and we just painted the walls out. They wouldn't let me do wallpaper, even though I wanted to, and I needed something of visual interest, and I just didn't want to put another picture in the space, and I didn't want it to have too much depth out of the wall. So what I decided to do was to find myself a thin metal sculpture, if you will, that went on the wall. It looked like a grid. It was sort of contemporary, and it was tacked to the wall, and it was sort of a beautiful matte gold finish. And against the pretty paint color that we did in the space, which was sort of a bluish green color, that matte gold behind the commode, if you will, in the space was really beautiful, because not only did it not compete with the artwork in the room, it just gave you some visual interest. It gave you some color without the color competing with the paint color. And that's one of the good things about gold. Gold is sort of mellow. And it impedes sort of like this warm color without being over the top, especially if it's done in a matte finish. So wall art could be done. If you have some metal wall art, that can be done in a matte gold, in the new gold. The next one are candlesticks or candle holders in matte gold. I saw so many of them, particularly in the Pottery Barn stores, in that beautiful, rich matte gold. I saw ones for taper candles that were really beautiful. I saw bigger, chunky ones. Any shape of candles, whether it be a big, fat pillar candle, the base was done in sort of a matte gold, or again, the taper candles, or any type of candle vessels that were done in the matte gold. That's a way to bring it in. It doesn't look seasonal. It doesn't look Christmassy. It just looks sort of fresh looking. And you can, you know, add any sort of other accessories to that, and I think they would pair well. The next one I saw is lanterns. You know, lanterns are probably more popular than they ever were. Encasing a candle in a lantern. And I think that's because with real candles, they're really, really becoming less and less prominent because of the danger of having an unattended flame. What was happening, I think people light candles often when they're entertaining. And whether you have two people in your house or 22 people in your house, when you have an open flame with a lot of people around, it's not really necessarily a good idea. So when you entertain, originally, the battery-operated candles were absolutely terrible looking. They were very, very fake looking. But they've gotten better and better with how they look. And in fact, if you go into the Pottery Barns or the Williams-Sonoma Homes or the any of these stores that have nice candles, you will see the battery-operated candles have gotten really good restoration hardware. But when you encase one of these battery-operated candles in a vessel, a glass vessel, like a lantern, you can't tell. It's just that little extra layer of protection around the candle that makes it look quite real. So when you entertain, when you have a surface that's going to be reflective and you're going to get the flicker of the light and it's not going to get hot and you don't have to attend to it, it's the perfect solution for entertaining. And lanterns often have a lot of metal on them. We see them in copper. We see them in silver. We see them in chrome. The ones that I saw yesterday were all in this matte metal finish, this matte gold finish. Really beautiful. And matte gold pairs with a lot of colors very well. Some of the colors that I might suggest if you use this matte gold would be sort of blue greens. This morning I'm doing a bathroom over in Lebanon, New Jersey, and we're painting the walls a color called Benjamin Moore's Palladian Blue. It's sort of a very rich sort of light blue green. If you take light blue green and you pair it with matte gold, it is just spot on. It's absolutely beautiful. Great color to do it with. Chocolate brown. Chocolate brown is one of the things that I've been telling people is starting to come back. If you look the way painting is going these days, we went from doing blue grays to neutral grays to now brown grays, or what's called grayish. Well, grayish colors, brown grays, and shades of brown with matte gold are just beautiful together. They actually work well with each other, and then you'd want to add a third pop of color. But if you use grays, colors like Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter, or warm golds, or taupes, Benjamin Moore's Shaker Beige is another color that comes to mind, soft taupes, grays, wonderful gray owl, and combined grays with the new gold, the new matte gold, what a wonderful combination together. So definitely lanterns are a good way to go. The next one is going to surprise people. That is hardware for cabinets being done in gold. And I know that's like, but you're going to start to see when you look in your magazines, when you look online, when you go to Houzz, when you go to Pinterest, when you go to these websites, look at kitchens and you are going to start to see gold hardware is back. And I tell you the truth, I absolutely love it. I think it's amazing. And I think it seems reinvented on cabinets because, you know, for the longest period of time, your cabinets were dark. I mean, we started for a long time in the 90s. We were in that honey spiced maple with nickel cabinets. And that was a look for a long time. And you still see that look out there. It's a very rich look. It looks wonderful together. But the honey spice maple cabinets would never work well with gold because the honey spice itself looks like it's gold. So then if you put gold hardware on a gold-looking cabinet or a coppery-looking cabinet, they kind of cancel each other out. So that the honey spice maple kind of brought in the silver tones, the brushed nickel, and all the different silver tones. And that's been with us for a while. And then it transitioned to dark. People started to like espresso cabinets and darker colors and cherries and things of that nature. And that looked good with both silver and gold and could work either way in the space. Initially, people went with the brass hardware with the dark cabinets, especially the cherries. And because they have that sort of reddish tone to them, the gold worked well. But then as things got more contemporary, the dark cabinets, the espressos, the real dark cabinets, looked great with nickel because there was contrast between the dark brown and the silver, and they looked very nice together. Then cabinets, as of today, have become white. All we see are white cabinets. I do more shaker-style white cabinets than ever. Different types of styles, but often shaker and done in white. And when you have a white cabinet, you have sort of a void of color. So when you put chrome or nickel hardware on, it's sort of like no color. But when you have a white cabinet, you have a beautiful shaker white cabinet, either in a contemporary or a traditional setting, and you put on a matte gold hardware, boy, does that look good. That's a really nice, fresh look. And you're going to see it a lot. As I say, you're going to see it if you Google kitchens. You're going to start to see kitchens with gold hardware. Not shiny brass, matte finish, and gold. A matte, rich gold against white is absolutely beautiful because you have the sort of serenity of the white, and then you have the richness of the gold, and they play off each other beautifully. Again, not shiny brass. There's a very big distinction, and we're so used to our heads thinking of hardware being brass. I'm even looking in the studio right now, and if I look at all the doors and hinges, they're in shiny brass because that's what you see out there. This is quite different than the shiny brass you're thinking of. It is very rich looking. It's a very dark finish. It's clearly gold, but it's a matte finish, and it's very rich. Another combination that I saw when I was doing some research for this week's show was painted gray cabinets, a gray painted cabinet with matte gold hardware. I think that's my new favorite combination. I have to find a way to use that in something next because that just is, that silver and gold combination is really, really beautiful together. So if you have a cabinet door that's done in a mid-tone or even a really dark gray, whether it be a charcoal or a mid-tone gray, and then you put a matte gold hardware on it, a knob or a beautiful hardware, beautiful combination. Absolutely beautiful combination. Okay, we're going up to our next set of commercials, and we'll be back with more of the Gold Rush right after these messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got
a friend. At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop.
We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back live. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. I do have a studio right here in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Flemington Circle, which is 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I share my space. We have a 2,500-square-foot space with John McLean from Rugs to Riches. We have all sorts of solutions from hardwood floors and wonderful area rugs and broadloom carpet to wonderful accessories, mirrors, beautiful artwork, occasional tables, china, beautiful dishes, and some new things in for fall. So if you're looking for something different, something unusual, a great gift, come in and check us out, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. We are open. There's sort of an alternate entrance into the place. We do have quite a bit on sale now, about a 20% savings on all accessories. So come visit us, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, Maven Hill Designs. Okay, well, our topic today, which I could talk about forever, is the gold rush. I am so happy gold is back, I cannot tell you. I guess I have an Italian last name, so there's some gold in my DNA, and I can't help it. But the gold that we're talking about today is quite different than the gold of days past. Again, it's a very rich matte gold. I think if this gold was shiny, it just wouldn't work. It would look dated. That's how things sort of reinvent themselves. They come around over time because everything comes back over time, but it always has to have something different about it. So it is gold, but it's not a light gold. It's sort of a very dark, a much darker, rich gold, what we used to call in the Finnish back in the day, old gold. They would have sort of regular metallic gold, and they would have old gold. And old gold has like a darker tone to it. And it's very matte finish looking. And that makes it very rich and makes it look very 2016. So we want to incorporate some accessories in our house that are old gold. We talked about doing some mirrors, perhaps some picture frames or frames on the walls, some artwork that could have some matte gold in it, candlesticks, lanterns, beautiful lanterns that were framed out in gold. And then we left off on hardware for cabinets. Try switching if you have white cabinets or painted gray cabinets, try switching them out to a matte gold new hardware. Unbelievable looking, very fresh looking, and you'll be ahead of the curve. The next one is furniture hardware, and that's another way that you can incorporate some of the new matte gold look to make your house look wonderful. I love, and I talked about this earlier, I love when you enter a space for there to be some sort of a piece of furniture there, whether it be a cabinet with drawers or a beautiful table. I like when you come into a space, I like there to be a mirror above it that reflects the light from outside, and then I like to have there be a place where you put down your keys, your mail, and so on, sort of a landing spot for you. I always think that's very welcoming, and I love to do that in a space for both practical and sort of just sort of welcoming when you come into a space and it's just like open. Did you ever come into a room and it's just maybe like an open living room and there's nothing going on? I like to come into a space and there's a sense of entrance or a sense of slight formality to the space. So an occasional table, a chest, something, again, with a bowl to put keys on and a mirror above it or a beautiful piece of art is very welcoming. It says, yes, I'm inside. So changing out, let's say you happen to have a chest in that space. And then taking the hardware and changing it out to a matte gold could really make that space look wonderful. Changing out your pieces of furniture and putting some gold on them can really sort of reinvent them. These days, a lot of people are taking, if they're inheriting furniture, a friend of mine recently just took her mother's headboard, which she had had forever and ever, and she had it in a storage facility because it really wasn't her taste. And she painted it out a beautiful color, and then she trimmed it in a little bit of this new metallic gold. It was just amazing. It really was reinvented with beautiful soft bedding. It all came together. The same holds true for hardware for furniture, whether it be maybe your sideboard. Maybe you just have a sideboard in your dining room. You're not matching other metal surfaces. Maybe you have a glass table, and maybe you have upholstered chairs, and maybe you have a sideboard. Maybe what you want to do is paint out your sideboard, or maybe keep it the way it is, and then just change out the hardware on the sideboard to a matte gold. That's a wonderful way to bring some new life to a space. Okay, we have a couple more commercials, and we'll be back shortly with the Gold Rush here on Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back here in studio with Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We have some exciting things going on here as well at the station. We are going to be moving our offices late in the year in November to a new location right on downtown Main Street. And we'll be broadcasting live from our new studio, so that's kind of exciting. I was talking to the staff about that this morning, some of the opportunities that we're going to have. A lot changing and a lot going on. Again, a lot also going on at Maven Hill Designs. We are in season right now. It seems that people have really embraced the fall season and the upcoming holidays with working on your house. And nothing freshens up your house by doing some painting, some changing out some colors and so on. I have a lot of people right now in my business that work for me, and they may like their paint, but they want to sort of freshen it up a little bit. And one of the things that I'm doing a lot for people, I notice now in the fall, if we're going to redo their dining rooms for the holiday, we're taking away a lot of the saturated colors, a lot of the dark russet colors, a lot of the dark burgundy colors, a lot of the dark green colors, and we're making the dining rooms a little bit more neutral, more grays, more grayses, more taupes, more tans, and I'm changing out the drapes to reflect a stronger color, lots of navy blue in particular, and shades maybe of rust or oranges, but the walls are lightened up. So I've seen doing a lot of that these days. And when you're doing things like that, incorporating a new element such as a matte gold finish with lighter walls and a pop of color really go along with the new decorating and definitely what's out there with this new style. Today's topic happens to be the gold rush, and that is that the gold finish is starting to come back in decorating and pairs well specifically with certain sort of looks. Matte gold looks good with olive tone. If you have sort of an olive color in your room or space, very pretty. If you happen to have your accessorizing with purples, purple, something about the colors of purple and gold are very, very rich and warm together. That sort of blue-green patina color that I was talking about earlier in the broadcast, like the bathroom that I'm painting today, it looks wonderful with gold. Chocolate brown is another color that goes very well with gold. They pair nicely together. They sort of work quite well together. The only colors that don't look great with gold are colors that are sort of doing the same thing. So if you would have like orange tones, not great with gold. If you have yellow tones, not great with gold. Certain orangey shades of red, not great with gold. But when you pair it with something like silver, I mean, just you can't get better than that. When you have sort of a gray, a mid-tone gray surface like a table or a chest, and then you put a matte gold hardware on it, it just looks wonderful. What I wanted to do in the remaining minutes of the broadcast is give you a sort of design tip to sort of create that gold. If you don't want to change any of your furniture, one of the things that you can do is take surfaces that you already have and create something very interesting. So I love to reinvent stuff that I already have. I do this at the holidays in particular, where we do craft painting and we paint things. And one of the things that you could do to create an interesting look is take something that you already have and then go out to your local craft or paint store and look for the finish I'm talking about. Ask them for an old gold or a matte gold finish. And then what you want to do is you want to take something that you have. Maybe you have some decorative item in your house. Maybe pears. Maybe you have some pears that are in a bowl, you know, artificial pears. Or maybe you have some sort of a decorative item in your home that is a paintable surface. What you want to do is you want to lay out some newspaper, and you want to get a finish that's going to dry very quickly, and you want to make sure you're not handling it too much. You want to go in a ventilated area, and you want to take, let's say you have pears that are green pears that you've had in a bowl that are artificial, and you want to change out the look and make it look a little bit more modern. Take those pears, make sure that you wash them and dry them, and that they're nice and clean looking and dried thoroughly. You're going to go into an outside or ventilated space. You're going to go to a craft store, and you're going to ask them, this is the surface that I'm doing, what would be the best so I wouldn't have a lot of drips? And you're going to look for an old gold finish. Matte finish. So you're going to take those pears or, you know, whatever surface that's sort of decorative that would go in a pot or a bowl to display, and you're going to make sure that they're thoroughly saturated with the paint all the way around. We don't want to overspray. We'd rather do under and then go back. And you're going to paint those pears or whatever surface that you have a matte gold finish. Paint shouldn't cost you more than $4 or $5, sort of a metallic matte gold. And then you're going to let those dry. And then once those surfaces are dry, you're going to get a new bowl or a new dish for it. Maybe do something in silver. Get yourself, see what you have in your cupboards first, but maybe you have a great silver bowl. Maybe you have a clear glass bowl. And then take that silver bowl that you have and fill it with the new gold pears. That combination of metallic, of a shiny silver or a clear glass, and the matte gold is a very inexpensive way of updating your look and bringing something into the surface. The other thing you can do is you could do jars. I'm doing lots of footed temple jars now, either open or closed. And sometimes I put white candles in them, but other times I like to put decorative items in it. I was working last week on a house in South Orange, and we were decorating the mantle. They happened to have an old historic house, and in their fireplace, above their fireplace, in their hallway, that's how nice this house is, there's a beautiful mantle. And the room is quite dark because it's ground by lots of dark hardwood floors and lots of dark woodwork. So on the dark mantle, I got a couple of, three, in fact, temple jars, footed clear glass temple jars with lids on them, and I put metallic objects in the glass. So that became very reflective of the light. So doing something in a matte gold in a clear glass temple jar really brings brightness to a space without adding a lot of color. All right, well, listen, we are out of time. I thank you for tuning into our show. I look forward to seeing you next week with another episode of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most surveys done after last night's first and only vice-presidential debate of the 2016 election season, giving the Republican Mike Pence the victory over Democrat Tim Kaine. Pence, Donald Trump's running mate, promising if Trump